We are talking this morning with CEO and founder of Tough Mudder Incorporated, Will Dean. There's one coming in Ohio, and I guess a Tough Mudder is a sure way for people who are looking to get into shape or stay fit. It gives them incentive, a motivation. Talk a little bit for people unfamiliar with Tough Mudder, what it is.
Yeah, so thank you for asking that question, and thank you for having me on the show today. Tough Mudder is a 10 to 12 mile military-style obstacle course. It's probably best to tell you what Tough Mudder is not. What it's not is a race. It's an event that's all about teamwork and camaraderie and personal accomplishment. You work together to overcome the obstacles, and at the end of it all, you get a free beer included in it. So it's about pushing yourself mentally and physically. And what we've found over the years is it turns out that Tough Mudder is one of the best ways to keep your New Year's resolutions. A lot of people say, I want to come and do an event, I want to lose 5-10 pounds. And the best way to ensure you'll keep that resolution is actually to sign up for an event and something that you train towards. Simply saying, I want to work out more, it doesn't work. And the other thing that you should do if you really want to make sure you hit your fitness goals is sign up to an event as part of a team, because research shows that doing it as part of a group and pushing each other and creating that mutual support network is absolutely essential to you achieving your goals. And I think the reason that over 2 million people worldwide have done Tough Mudders in the last 6 years is because it is all about teamwork and camaraderie, and it's about pushing yourself. And I think one of the big myths about Tough Mudder is you need to be an elite athlete. You don't. You need to have done some training for sure. But if you go to one of our events, you'll see people of all shapes and sizes at our event. And our website, toughmudder.com, has training plans for people of all different fitness levels to get ready for the event that's coming up on May 7th and May 8th in Ohio at the Mid-Ohio Sports Car Complex outside of Lexington, Ohio.
So we're looking at something that's taking place in May. What kind of a timeline would we set up for training for something like this?
So to do a Tough Mudder, you know, it is 10 to 12 miles if you're doing the full event. So, you know, you do need to think about starting to train now. And, you know, most people give themselves at least 3 to 4 months to get in reasonable shape for an event. And our workout plans have a mixture of gym-based workouts. You don't need to be part of an elite gym. You don't need to be spending a lot of money on a monthly subscription fee to train for a Tough Mudder. You do need to be able to do some upper body exercises, some strength and conditioning exercise, some flexibility. And you need to get out and do a little bit of running. It is 10 to 12 miles after all. And while you don't necessarily have to have run that distance in advance, you need to have run a few miles in advance to be ready for the event. So you've still got plenty of time to get in shape for an event. And for those people that aren't quite ready for the full Tough Mudder, we're also launching this year the Tough Mudder Half, and we have several of those across the United States as well, which is a 5-mile event, still about teamwork and camaraderie, still big obstacles, but we've taken out electroshock therapy, which is our signature electricity obstacle, and we've taken out Arctic Enema, which are the dumpsters full of ice. So if you're not quite ready for the full Tough Mudder, you can sign up for Tough Mudder Half, and details of all of those events and our training plans are at toughmudder.com.
You must have fun not only coming up with the obstacles, but coming up with the names of these obstacles. What's new for 2016?
Well, thank you for asking me about that. We do have a lot of fun coming up with these things, and I'm really excited to be able to talk about our signature obstacle for 2016, Block Ness Monster. Block Ness Monster is a set of really large, essentially giant Toblerones that are floating in a pond of waist-high water, and you have to get over these things. They're designed to be all about teamwork and camaraderie. In fact, you can't do them on your own. You've got to work together as a team to get over these obstacles. It's physically challenging. It's a little mentally scary. But crucially, and this is really important, it's also fun. We've been testing it through the winter, and it has the highest ever satisfaction obstacles scores of any obstacle we've ever tested.
People can train physically, get their endurance. How do they train for obstacles? Do you have any recommendations for that?
That's right. So, you know, Tough Mudder, the obstacles come in all different shapes and sizes. Some of them are as much about mental grit as they are about physical strength. But having some upper body strength helps. So being able to do some pull-ups, some push-ups, those are good things to be able to do. And our website, toughmudder.com, has training programs for people at all different levels. The important thing to understand, though, is Tough Mudder is a team event. And there are many people that come into our event that couldn't get over the obstacles on their own. But because people are there to give them a boost up, to pull them up, most people can get through the event. And as I said, one of the biggest myths about Tough Mudder is you need to be an elite athlete in your 20s or 30s to come and do the event. That's not the case. Almost 50% of people that do our event are female. We have lots of people in their 50s, 60s, and into their 70s doing our events.
It seems to have come on at a time it worked well with social media. People like to post pictures. People like to show their accomplishments. Usually there's some place on Facebook I'll see a picture of people covered in mud, but they're smiling, and they kind of give thumbs up like they've done something, and it really helps with their achievement, I guess.
No, I think that's right. I mean, when people do a Tough Mudder, you know, we get letters after every one of our events. People tell us about this sense of accomplishment they have, this sense of pride. And it's understandable that, you know, people want to share that. You know, they want to say, I did this event, I feel good about myself, I trained for it, I committed to it. And not only did I complete this thing, but I also had fun doing it. And I did it as part of a group. And, you know, we live in this age where, you know, we spend a lot of time looking at our iPhones. And Tough Mudder is something where you have to put it down and actually spend some time with your friends. And it's a great day out. And I think that's one of the reasons that you see people posting so much on social media.
It's just another way to show, as you say, an accomplishment. It works well for a team. Speaking of a team, how long does it take for you to go into a location like down at the Ohio Sports Car Center there to set up a Tough Mudder event?
So, you know, we will be on site for at least a month building up to the event. You know, we have over 20 obstacles this year. It's pretty much a completely new catalog of obstacles. Every year we change up the obstacles, so that creates a ton of new engineering challenges for our teams on the ground to change that up every season. But it's an important part of our business, and a lot of your listeners will have done a Tough Mudder in the past. Hopefully they had a good time. And it's important they understand that this year it's a completely new event, lots of new obstacles for them. So it takes about a month to build it all out. The trucks all come in, and then, you know, we move on to another location. We have over 60 events worldwide now. So you know, it's a complex logistical operation.
How often do you get to participate or try out some of these obstacles?
Well, you know, through the winter months, you know, one of the fun parts of my job is getting to take part in the obstacle testing and coming up with the new crazy things that we bring out every year. And we're always looking to test people in new ways, physically and mentally. I personally have done over 14 Tough Mudders. And if you've done more than one Tough Mudder, you become part of the Mudder Legion. That's our name for the repeat mudders. And when you finish the event, the first time you do a Tough Mudder, you go through electroshock therapy. And electroshock therapy is an awesome obstacle, but it's a little like getting married. Most people only want to do it once. And once you've done that obstacle once, you get the right to do frequent flyers club, which is the alternative obstacle for repeaters only, which we're also rolling out in 2016. And that obstacle involves shimmying along a pipe about 20 feet up in the air. You swing forward at the end to grab your new headband. You get a different color headband if you're a repeat mudder, and then you crash down onto a mat. You cross the finish line, and then you get a Merrill Tech T-shirt. Merrill are a new sponsor of ours this year. They're providing Tech T-shirts for all of our participants worldwide. And you get a Shock Top beer included in that. And now we also have Old Spice, who've come on board as a new partner of ours, and they will be sponsoring the shower area. So you can clean up and freshen up, courtesy of Old Spice, as you cross the finish line.
The Tough Mudder is coming to Ohio May 7th and 8th at the Mid-Ohio Sports Car Course. If people want to start signing up, how do they go about getting involved and making that commitment now so they can train for the event in May?
So the event in May, you go to our website, toughmudder.com. That has details of all of our events, including the event in Ohio, and lots of details on training programs. Prices do go up. Right now, the Ohio event is $129. We are predicting that will sell out in the next couple of months. Our events normally sell out, so it's best to sign up now, form your team now, because once the event is sold out, there's nothing we can do to accommodate more people.
You got an event in Ohio. How far do people travel to come to a Tough Mudder event? What have you heard in the past?
Well, you know, I mean, of course, we have some people that travel huge distances. You know, we've had people come all the way from Japan, China, to come and do our events to see what's been going on. You know, we're now in 8 markets. We're in the U.S., Canada, Mexico. We're in Australia. We're also in Western Europe, in the U.K., Ireland, and Germany. You know, we're building a tribe. You know, we're not just an events business. We're a tribe. One of the things that I love the most about Tough Mudder is if I go running in a park anywhere in the world, be it in London, New York, Chicago, Sydney, Australia, If I'm wearing a Tough Mudder shirt, I'll see another Tough Mudder, and that Tough Mudder will high-five me because we're all part of something. And it isn't just an event; it's a value set about teamwork and camaraderie. So we have events all around the world, and details of those are on toughmudder.com.
Our guest today, Will Dean, CEO and founder of Tough Mudder. Thanks for sharing the details, and thanks for coming to Ohio.
Oh, thank you.